Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If they're really at.
Can you describe the wave a little bit more for me, please?
Yeah. So the infinity wave is this figure eight of flowing water is a symbol, like a cross is a symbol of something much bigger. The Ankh is a symbol of something much bigger. The infinity wave symbol is of something much bigger. And it is this intelligent force, energy, that is has been described to me as 10th dimensional, but we don't have to get hung up on dimensions. Just knowing it's much higher than our third dimensional reality, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's here, it came in a series of visions, this energy, in 2010, as a way to help us deal with the times we're in, with the increasing chaotic times, to remember to be more flexible, more resilient, because those of us who are aware that we are beacons need to maintain that beaconhood as best we can. And the wave is here to help us do that. The representation of that figure eight of flowing water, the geometry is important, the water is important, but the energy that it represents, this pristine level of love and compassion, has a very cleansing effect. It has a balancing effect. It can restore a person into equanimity, and it does it very, very quickly. And that's what we need. We are in a time where so much is changing so fast, so quickly, that we can't go just, you know, stare at our navels for a couple of years in a cave. We really have to have something immediate. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is. This is, and I am, you know, over the course of the 15 years now that I've been introduced to it, that it came to me in these series of visions, I've learned so much, but one of the things that it did was it opened up my channel. And so then the next thing I knew, I was talking to, you know, Yeshua and Mary Magdalene and people like that. And I, you know, this was not the half, or it's like, there's a big rotating group that comes in and has chat. But one of the things that Yeshua said was, this is the next version of Christ in energy. And when you think of the fish, you know, it has a tail like that. But if you continue the tail, you've got the eight, you've got the infinity. Mm-hmm. So it's the next version of it. And the beautiful thing is it can't be corrupted like last time. Because it's like just a symbol.
What do you mean? Tell me more about that. Oh, like the cross was corrupted?
Well, Christianity was largely corrupted.
Usurped
completely, mm-hmm. Distorted, and there are original things still in it that can activate a person and still do, and that's a beautiful thing, that's wonderful, but it's almost like, okay, we need to start fresh with something. You can't corrupt a symbol, right? That symbol is, mm-hmm. You turn it any way you want to, it's the same thing. Like, yeah. You can't. So, and it's not religious, it's a tool, it's an energetic tool. So it can move very, very quickly when we invoke it, when we invite it in, we dance with it. You know, it's all very more playful, more feminine kind of languaging. It will change the reality on a dime. I've seen it happen. Many people write to me about, you know, how it's happened.
Right, I've
So
felt it.
we can't, we our little minds can't even. We've seen it in film, we've seen it in television, you know, we've seen it, but to actually see it in real time in reality, in our reality, is all we did. I really see that? Did that really happen? Did that person completely change on a dime, like in front of me in a nanosecond? You know, that's the kind of thing. And then we go, wow, oh, that's possible. That's possible. And now we begin to see the kind of world that is possible. And if everybody was waving, can you imagine the world we'd have?
Ride the wave. I must say that I do feel very different from when I got on the Zoom room with you, Faith. Hope, faith.
Yeah, don't worry, it happens all the time.
Hope and faith are great words. Hope, pardon me. So if you're just listening, I got on my call with Hope and I was honest with Hope that I did not feel great and I was having like strong emotional imbalance and I was trying to contextualize it. And Hope offered, well, why don't we run the infinity wave? And I'm so game for healing techniques. So of course I said yes, but I honestly felt better within like a matter of minutes. And I still feel fine. I'm like kind of waiting to feel emotionally wrung out again. But I honestly feel like me now. Like I feel good. Can you explain what happened or what you did or how that happened? What worked? How did it
Well,
work?
first of all, it wasn't just me. You were doing it too.
Right.
So when you wave between two people, now it has the effect of introducing this 10th dimensional love and compassion into both our fields, right? I'm giving it to you, I'm receiving it back. Now it sets us on an equal playing field, but not in 3D. It bounces us up. We don't have to know where. But it bounces, it's like I see 3D as having a glass ceiling that keeps us down in it. And if we get the opportunity for some through meditation or whatever, we can open up that ceiling. We can blast through that ceiling. And once we blast through or lift graciously out of 3D, now we are in another we have a, we're in another perspective. We have the capability of seeing things in a completely different way. It's more heightened, right? It's wider and brighter. And so now we're not anchored into that low ceiling. We have spaciousness and we can go as far as we want to go. What doing the wave with you did with me is that it brought both of us up into a place where we could have a different kind of conversation, which we're having now. And so I try not to get hung up on where exactly and all the dimensions and all that stuff. Because I'm not an expert in that. I know a little bit, but that's
A
it.
rudimentary way, what we did just for the listeners so that they can understand more, understand more about the wave and what it is that
Oh,
we're
okay. I'm sorry. I kind of got deep on
I
it.
think we were a little
So
meta to bring it.
it is an energy. It's represented by a figure eight made of flowing water that runs infinitely, right? So that's the infinite part.
Doesn't
And
matter which direction you
nope.
run it.
Nope. There is no wrong or right way to do the wave. And it may occur to you as blue. It may occur to you as yellow. It may change from minute to minute. It may show you that it wants to, maybe you want to have multiple waves. Maybe you're waving somebody who's having a hard time, And you all of a sudden see them, see five pink waves running all over their bodies. Just let it show up and teach you how it wants to be. So it's a figure eight of flowing water.
And
And
that the person is just to visualize this,
just
right?
visualize it, just imagine it. That's why it's so simple. And as soon as you start visualizing it, whether you put it in your heart, whether you put it from head to toe, whether you use it to go, it can stretch to any size. So if you want to go down into the earth and then way up over your head in equal parts, now you're rooting yourself into the Gaia, into the earth energy, and you're rooting yourself above. So now you're actually the conduit between these two equally spiritual realms, in my opinion, and kind of understanding your role in between them. Like, oh, I am the deliverer of the desires of above and below in a way, and now you can listen for what actions to take. The infinity wave is so simple that it would seem almost like silly, but it's not. It is it packs a punch, and I've experienced this many times where, especially when tensions are high, when emotions are high, as they were with you in the beginning. And we can't get, like, when we're in a state like that, and there's nothing wrong with being in a state like that, it's a symptom of something that is out of whack. But if we get ourselves back into whack, so to speak, if we get ourselves back
Back to
and
what? Yeah.
bring all our parts together, the wave helps us do it. Think about running. If you run a figure eight of flowing water from your head to your toe, you're going to be collecting yourself, right? And it's really cool when you think about structuring water. You think about all the water in our bodies, in our cells. And we know that the water in our bodies responds to sound, for instance, right? You hear a screechy sound, your whole body goes, ooh, and then it takes a minute for it to kind of get back to something. Whereas when you hear a beautiful crystal ball gong or Tibetan bowl or beautiful music, your whole body goes into a whole other place. You're structuring the water in your body through sound, but you could structure the water in your body through symbol. Dr. Emoto proved this, Veda Austin proved this. You can take this symbol of the infinity wave and run it on your body. And now your cells are responding to that energy, that geometry, that the energy in that geometry. And that's kind of what happened with you. We structured your body back into harmony, back into equanimity with the love and compassion of the wave. Now, let's talk about this love and compassion. As I said, it's very high frequency, very, very high. It's non-emotional. That's how pristine it is. And it's hard for us to even imagine that, being the emotional people that we are. That's one of the reasons we come here is to
Like, is it the highest emotion? No, it's non-emotional.
it's not emotional. It can invoke
Neutral.
emotion, huh?
Okay. I was saying it's like it has neutrality. Like I don't feel right. I don't feel like hyper or active or anything. I just feel really like neutral and baseline, new like good, neutral, good,
That's
without
it.
being overly excited. I don't feel like a crying mess at all. I mean, maybe it will come again, and then I'll practice what you've taught me again. But yeah, I feel like calm.
Yeah.
I feel good and content. Yeah.
Well, here's the reason the wave came in. I'm so glad we're talking, Jessica, because the reason the wave came in is exactly for what just happened. As each person is responding to not only what's happening in their personal lives, but what's happening in the world. As each person responds on a day-to-day basis, on a minute-to-minute basis to those things, the capacity for overwhelm is gigantic. when we're in overwhelm, we're not going to be very effective. And we're not going to be the beacons shining brightly that we need to be. And so we need to be restored in some way. Are we going to be restored by thinking about it? No. Are we going to be restored by a lot of emotions about it? No. We need to be restored and even uplifted in by some other thing. It's through compassion for what we're going through. It's through love for what we're going through. And that combination, that high octane, octave, both of those two elements, they're like elements to me, is what impacts the system and rearranges it and restructures it so that you can go on and continue to be flexible and resilient to whatever happens. So it's a practice, you know, but it's not hard. It's
No.
just remembering to, oh, let me stay in wave energy. Let me stay in wave energy. You know, when you're driving in the car, when you're got traffic, when people are taking a long time in front of you, and or when you know, whatever. We can practice the wave within ourselves and we can wave the situation. Nobody, I asked early on, you know, is it because I'd been a healer and a energy worker, you know, in other capacities before the wave came in. And you know, there's kind of a well, a concern about impacting another person's field without them knowing. You know, is that okay? So I asked the guides, and they came back and said there isn't a human being who would not benefit from more love and compassion.
Yeah, of course.
So I just trust that, and I figure if the person isn't able to receive it, then it'll just go right by and hit somebody else. So that's okay.
It's out there doing its work.
Right.
What would you say about putting, I just had like a flood of a couple flood of ideas as you were speaking about putting like visual reminders of the wave like around your house, for example. Like I was just like, I'm gonna paint a mural of the wave on my wall so it's just kind of in the environment. Because my kids fight a lot. Like honestly, they're great people, but like they're really incensed about Legos and what they're gonna watch on TV. And you know, it's like this really petty like fire that is going on, and like the collective conscious is so on fire right now. It's like a lot of fire energy, and I feel like water element is a good antidote to that. But what would you say about putting like just the, do you have visual reminders yourself, or do you wear some sort of
I
token?
don't now, but I did in the beginning to remind me. And I often tell people to, you know, go to my website. There's a symbol there that can they can print out and do multiples, put it in your car, on your bathroom mirror, you know, on the refrigerator. I have had people paint it on their ceilings, you know, just for the very reason that you're speaking of. And I would also say, having been a parent of children who could get into tussles, that I wish I had the wave back then. I could tell you, I wish I'd had it. But I got it in when they were in high school, so that helped.
Okay.
But you can definitely they pick up on, of course, where the leadership is. So when the leadership is cool, calm, and collected and in wavy energy, they're gonna tend to be more like that too. So first and foremost, get the practice within yourself is what I would suggest. Put it around for sure. Hang something on the wall for sure. Teach your kids how to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
They'll get it like this. And especially when they lie down to do a nap or go to sleep at night, tell them to imagine it from their heads and down around their feet and say, oh, it's just a trickling spring, river, just a stream coming and, holding you and kind of like a cradle, and they will go right off to sleep.
Yeah, they will love that. My kids love mystical things.
You can get them to draw it and to start to really feel it. And just, I am so curious. You gotta let me know what happens, because I think it might change the dynamic. I've had people do it, in airplanes with crying babies, with dogs who were sniping at a little child, and then they just completely calmed down. The dog, completely changed its personality. So there are real life instances where it's had that effect that you're looking for.
So you can pretty much do, you can apply it in any way that your imagination lends to, I imagine. Like if I have a headache, for example, I could visualize the infinity wave running between my eyebrows or whatever the focal point or the locale is where you have pain or discomfort. Or you can apply it like I don't want to call it a panacea exactly, but it seems like it's really relevant to use in any given situation of tension or conflict or pain, even. Do you use it for pain, or have you seen that it be beneficial
Yeah.
for physical pain?
I've had a lot of people write me that where they used to have 3 days of a migraine, it only took 6 hours. They just ran the wave in their head. You can run the wave between your hemispheres. That's really nice to do, kind of like big eye glasses, and that's a way of connecting left and right brain. And the kids would love that too, by the way.
Those are great for anxiety too.
Yes.
Anything that crosses the midline and that uses both hemispheres or utilizes both hemispheres of the brain, I found it's really
Yes.
beneficial for anxiety.
But I also want to emphasize that it's not just for problematic situations. The wave is a beautiful way to extend your capacity to communicate with, as I said, above and below. You can wave with any aspect of nature, a tree, a rock, a river, whatever. And you get into the flow of that, whatever it is. And it's really beautiful. You can wave when you need to have a conversation with somebody that's tender, that requires love and compassion as the foundation for that conversation. It's a beautiful way to be in a loving conversation with a partner or with a child or with parent, whatever, so that the whole level of the conversation shifts into just the most, it's the highest, it brings out the highest and the best. Okay. And I want to say, a lot of times people have asked me, well, how do you're using intention and blah, blah, blah. No, I am not using intention.
You're not using intention.
Intention, no.
You don't have an outcome, you mean? There's not,
No,
you have control.
because what the wave has taught me is that my intention is likely too small. What the wave delivers is a surprise. When I say, so now I say just the highest and best, whatever that is. And then it's like a pen, I'm like, oh, what's it gonna be? It's gonna be great, whatever it is. And it's usually more than I could have imagined.
Right. It just like takes the small self out of the equation.
Exactly.
This is my objective, enter wave and results. Poof. No. That's the beauty of surrender and vulnerability and allowing something else to work through us, which is really where the magic is. And I think we could all benefit to learn how to do that
Those
more.
are the words I use. So beautifully said. Yes. Surrender and vulnerability and the ability to be receptive, which we're always, well, often not that good at. We're super good at
Oh, we're
giving.
like, I'll take it if it looks like this. Like, it better show up the way that I want it, and then I'll know it's me and I'll receive it. It's like, well, you have just eliminated many, many, many possibilities if it can only be this way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I really like that. Receptivity is something I'm focusing on allowing more because I feel like that's something I don't, and this is so cliche, but especially as women, we don't allow ourselves to receive, or so we tend to give and we can have it, but then we get rid of it, or you know, it's like, how do we hold? It's like to ha allow the body to the receptive body to allow our body to be receptive and not just our ambitions to be matched or answered, or you know, our vision board to come true. It's like there's so much more that we can't think of because of our perceptual filters or whatever they are. They're very narrow and small in scope. So I love what you're saying. It's like just let that be, you know, just like kind of put it to the side, like a little kid, stay right here and hang out while we allow something else to make itself known or to present itself through us as people, as magnifiers or amplifiers of something that we just don't understand. And we don't have to understand it, which I love that you say that too, because I think that, you know, as humans, we're like, we have to have the answers, or this person's the wisest one and they have the answers. It's like, you don't, you just, why do you have to know? You just
Exactly.
don't necessarily have to know. Or to be able to contextualize something for you to be able to experience it.
Exactly. I talk a lot about don't know mind. You know, being in don't know mind is such a relief. It's such a relief. I mean, I don't have to know all that stuff, and I don't have to have an opinion about it. You mean I could just be here? Okay. And because the problem is that when we know everything, new information can't come in. It's a lockdown setup. Whereas when we say, you know what? I don't know. Then the aperture opens and we get to be surprised. We get to learn something new, you know. So I have just found that being in don't know mind is so much better for me. I it takes the burden off. That's so much as we're growing up. It's all about what you know. It's all about how well you know it, and you get graded on how well you know it. And so we're so indoctrinated into that way of thinking. And nobody turns around, no teacher of mine ever turned around and said, oh, you know, it's okay if you don't know this. Can you imagine? No, I didn't never say
I'm
that.
here.
So but in terms of receptivity, so that's the first thing, taking us off the hook of having to know. And then really understanding it's the flip side of a coin, and they need to be equal. A coin isn't this, you know, huge on one side and tiny on another, which is pretty much how it is. You're right, as women, it is pretty much that way. We are way more competent at giving than receiving. And there are all kinds of reasons for that, which we don't need to go into. But what I found in the early days of working with a wave within myself was that when I waved my own heart and I would just do a meditation, that can be short, 5, 10 minutes of waving my own heart. I just was filling up my own coffer with this tool, this tool of infinite love and compassion. Nobody else, I wasn't looking to anybody else to fill it up. I just let it fill me up and I gave it to myself. And that act changed so much and made me much more receptive to receive all kinds of things. And I think that's step number one. You know, that's really, you know, we know many of the our master teachers have said, love thyself. Love thyself. Because if we don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Love ourselves. We're not going to be that good at loving anybody else. So, and we think of it sometimes as, oh, you know, is that going to be ego, blah, blah, blah. No. When you love yourself using the infinity wave, you are just letting yourself be nourished by the essence of love and compassion. Mm-hmm. And it feels so delightful. And when you come out of it, you're like, oh, I have so much more capacity to give now.
Yeah.
So, and it's giving from that place where, as you said, it's coming through me. Mm-hmm. So there's an endless amount of energy that can come through me to give. It's not...
It's kind of like, I just thought of like an analogy or a metaphor. It's like when a person massages, if they're like using their force to massage and like they're exhausted by the end of their workday, or it's like with Reiki, it's not your energy. You are just a vessel, or you're allowing this other force to then come through you as the masseuse, for example. Is it kind of similar?
Yes.
To that?
Yes, very much so. We're all hollow reeds, hollow bones in a way. We're all hollow to be available for all, for this, any really kind of energy. We have to be careful about which one we call in to come through and work through us. When we engage with the infinity wave, we're calling in this incredibly beautiful love and compassion to be the instrument for that. And I don't know, lives change. So what I've been talking about now is the what I call the daily wave. But there's also a pathway to a leap of spiritual evolution that the wave originally introduced to me through these downloaded meditations. And they're a series of 9. And in the beginning, when I was told I needed to create workshops about the last thing in the world I wanted to do, I'd had these visions of the wave coming in and all this stuff, and I'm a dowser, so that's how I figured out what it was and what I could call it, and and then I was supposed to teach. I'm like, no way. I have been a teacher of other things. I have been director and a producer. Like, I can stand up, I can direct, I can do all that stuff. But, and I've been a teacher of a lot of things, but I didn't want to teach in spiritual realms. I just wanted to be a student in the back of the room for the rest of my life. And they're like, no, okay, it's time for you to do something. Anyway, all of a sudden I started to channel these practices, and the workshops were 3 weekends spread out over 3 months. So 1 weekend a month. And I would get 3 practices per month to deliver at the end of that, you know, at that workshop. And I had no idea these deep, low voices would come through me, and these practices would just, you know, blurp out. And I didn't know if they'd have any meaning for anybody or anything like that. When I got to the end and I looked back at the 9 practices from the beginning to the end, and because I was building the plane as I was going, I really didn't know what I was doing. I was learning it as I was teaching it. I looked back and I realized, oh my goodness, this is a step-by-step process for leaping up to your next level of spiritual evolution. They're deep. They help you disconnect from gravity, disconnect from time, getting a sense of yourself as a free-floating being. And it was just quite remarkable, you know. So there are these other ways. There are a million and one ways to use the wave, but this is just, I want to mention it because it's the deeper octave of using the wave. If people only use the daily wave, that makes me happy. I'm thrilled. Uh-huh. But some people are sort of standing on the cliff with their toes around it, you know, ready to take a leap. And they really yearn for it, which is what I did back in those days. I longed, I yearned to move from believing to knowing. And by knowing, I mean gnosis. And you could have gnosis and still be in don't know mind, by the way. Mm-hmm. So it was the journey with the infinity wave that took me there and continues to take me there. So for anybody who's one of those people with their toes on the edge of the cliff, you know, this might be intriguing.
Are the practices outlined in your book?
Yes, I go through them. I talk about them. And there's a QR code so that people can get them at a discounted price. There are a couple of them that are included free listening.
Oh, you mean as an audio? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if they want to get the whole set, they can. But it's been 15 years now and they still work. So that makes me, you know, feel pretty good about them. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Timelessness.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, I am so happy that I didn't cancel our call and go cry outside and look at my trees. this was really awesome. And I'm so glad I got to speak to you finally. I mean, we've had some mismatch of scheduling and things, but I think we were just meant to talk today.
Perfect.
I was meant to interact with you today above all other days in the past few months.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I honestly feel like really different than I have in the past few days, which I don't know. I mean, we like to make sense of things because it helps us feel safer of like, you know, X plus X equals 2X. And that's why, but if if you can't explain why you feel a certain way, like you need something else to help you. And you often don't know what that is. But I think that this is such a beautiful and accessible thing that people can do. You know, there's all sorts of stuff you can just do, you know, for free or easily, like tapping and meditation stuff. But this is something different than I've experienced. And I try on a lot of things because I just am all about it. You know, that's like what my podcast is to like, you know, let's try this, let's try that. Not everything is for everybody, but I could say that this is probably an exception to that. Like, I think that this is probably for everybody who doesn't want more love and compassion in their life or in their, just in their consciousness, in their realm, in their field, in their day to day. I do listen to a lot of podcasts. I will admit I'm a podcast junkie, but this guy was talking yesterday, I'm so sorry, I forget his name, but he was speaking about love consciousness and compassion consciousness as also it's not an emotion, that we're kind of misled to think that like we need more of this emotion, like these higher vibrating emotions, but it's kind of above all of it. It's like something else. And I would agree with that too, just like you were saying. And God, what was the, I was making a different point.
Can I respond though, to what you said? Yes, and I want to make sure that everybody understands that along the lines of emotion of love and compassion, that the beautiful thing is we don't have to manufacture those feelings. Mm-hmm. When we engage the wave is delivering it. So mm-hmm. we don't have to feel, all of a sudden I feel very lovey. All of a sudden I feel so compassionate. No, that might happen, especially if you run it on yourself. You might start to cry because, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how dry my well was, you know? And oh God, this love and compassion coming into my heart. I needed that so badly, you know? But we're not doing the work the wave is. So I just want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah, it's not efforting
Right.
from you're not striving for something. As we said earlier, it's like an allowing. It's a vulnerability and a receptivity to tap into. I just recalled the point I was trying to make earlier. He was saying that we're always trying to get to these places with striving and efforting and achieving, or I gotta go to India so I can feel spiritual, or I need to pay $2,000 for a breath work workshop, or get an ayahuasca train. It's like, no. His point was that the sacred and the holy is in the mundane, and the mundane longs for the holy, and the holy longs for the mundane. And I really love the symbol of the infinity, the eight, the infinity. I kind of, maybe you could elaborate on eight and infinity as a follow-up point, but that it connects the two. Like, I can't think of another symbol that is more appropriate for connecting the sacred with the profane than this, and us
Yeah.
being this focal point between the two that we are the conduits for. So
That's
that's what it was saying. It's like, it's not somewhere else. It's just right here all the time.
absolutely, absolutely. And that's, excuse me, that's why I think it came in such a simple way. Just, it's a simple symbol, but that symbol has so much meaning and on levels that are way beyond our conscious minds, right? The figure eight, and it doesn't touch in the middle, the two planes are ever moving. Do you understand what I mean? Like there's no connection where the wave crosses in the middle.
It's not flat, it's not one plane.
Right. It's three-dimensional in a way. There's a gap so that the water can never stop moving. We have in that symbol so many things. We have perfect balance. As above, so below. We have the idea of expansion and contraction. Expansion and contraction. And when you think about the flow of everything, we have seasons of expanding and we have seasons of contracting, sometimes in a day. What?
Breath.
Yes, breath itself.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we have them on planetary levels. We have them on the universe is expanding and the universe contracts. Like everything expands and contracts in some way. So there is this, that's part of the flow, right? To understand. And in a person's life, I when I work with people, sometimes it this center point where it starts comes into the contraction in the center, like we could call this zero point in the center. That can feel like a squeeze of a lot of life happening, pushing me into some kind of change, some kind of evolution. So in the book, I talk about peduncles, which is actually a French word, pedoncle. Which is a biological term. It's where, for instance, the stem of the flower will meet the tulip
Oh.
petals
Like
and
surfing.
expand out, right? So a peduncle is a squeeze point where a new something is coming, an evolutionary process, an alchemical process. So what I've found with clients sometimes is that I determine where they are on this figure eight because it's always moving. Our development is always moving. Are they moving into their peduncle? Are they moving out of their peduncle? So that they have a sense of where they are in time, what to prepare for. Like if they're moving right into their peduncle, then they know they're feeling the pressure already, and they know that they're about to have some kind of change dynamic happen. but that they are going to continue and they will expand. And it for a while. So I determine through dowsing where they are on that trajectory. And it's very helpful.
Pendulum?
I use dowsing rods.
Oh, cool. Cool. Can you show how those work or explain how those work?
So these are dowsing rods. And for everybody, they might have a different yes or no. But for me, if I say, please show me a yes, they move in. And if I say, please,
awesome.
Please show me a no, they go out. But
that's more clear than a pendulum.
That's why I use them. A pendulum is really good for clearing energy, for healing work, for a lot of things. And believe me, people use it for a lot of things. Like I use the dowsing rod, so I don't want to disparage them, the pendulum in any way. I just find for me, the rods are faster and they're more nuanced. So for instance, I could ask a question that I get a 50% on. And I always ask, is it in the highest physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual good to fill in the blank? So I may get a 50%. Now I have to go back and ask, well, is it in the highest physical good? I might get a full yes. Is it in my highest mental good? Emotional good, spiritual good, sure. You know, so you got to parse it out. And then with me, my channel opens when I start to douse. So then I start to hear words and see images so that we're not completely contained only yes or no questions. So we can start to understand the story or why this is the way it is. I'll start to hear words and it explains it. So that's what happens with me with the dowsing. And that's also developed over time.
Okay. So I was going to have a follow-up question. Have you always felt connected or like you had channeling gifts when you were younger?
No, they didn't. I've been intrigued with the spiritual since I was 9 years old, and asked my mother to take me to every religious house in town because I was looking for something. And then I learned how to meditate when I was 17, and then that was off to the races. So I've ventured down a lot of rabbit holes, and I always wanted to be able to have a clearer connection. I had definitely psychic moments and I could hear voices sometimes, but I wouldn't call it consistent or anything that I could rely on. But then when the wave came in, that all changed. Yeah. And I, you know, it kicked me up to another level. So not another level, but more capacity, more connection. So now, for me, I wanted to have a normal life. So I'm able to turn it on and off, which I'm really grateful about. And the dowsing is part of the way that I can do that. I don't have to rely just on my intuition. If I have a question about something, rather than let it bumble around in my brain and cause me a lot of extra energy and all of that, I just got the dowsing rods out and I asked the question, boom, got the answer. Thank you. And then I operate on that answer. I don't mess around.
You're not like, tell me again. I didn't get that the first time. Let me just see what happens.
Well, it depends. There are some things that I double check after a week or after a month or after a year, you know, if I don't go out that far, but for instance, during the COVID times, we were living in a situation where, you know, it's not ideal. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And so I was asking on occasion, I would say, okay, when can we buy a house? And they're like, not till 2024. And, you know, in 2021, that was like, are you kidding me? And, but every 6 months or so, I would ask, spring of 2024, spring of 2024. I'm like, oh God, Sure enough, spring of 2024, we find our house. It found us and we bought it. And that's where we are right now. So, that I would check on because look, life is very dynamic these days. It always has been, but it's extremely dynamic now. There are lots of different frequencies that are bombarding us and a lot of different information coming in. So changeable. So nowadays, I think it's okay to double check. And if I have something extremely sensitive that I've doused about and I want a second opinion, then I reach out to somebody I, value and get a second opinion from whatever their definition is. But pretty much these rods have been for 35 years now, or 33 years, my go-to, and they have guided us into some interesting situations that didn't make logical sense at the time, but in retrospect, were absolutely perfect and expanded our family's lives, my life, everybody. So I trust them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They are. They are awesome.
Them so commonly. Like, we don't have a lot of metaphysical shops here in Spain where I live. I haven't seen them. Maybe in San Francisco, where I'm from. But did you order yours, or did you find them in a
I
shop?
had a pair of dowsing rods that I had for 20 something years. And on my, so one of the other things that I do is I take groups to powerful places on the planet. And just 2 months ago, I took a group to Sedona and then I took another group immediately afterwards to Mount Shasta. And somewhere on Mount Shasta, my rods disappeared. And I like my tribe
Aluminum
troops.
and took them back.
I know, right? So I ordered these on Amazon. And so I have brand new rods and they're very girly looking. My old ones were
Or
just,
male.
well, they're feminine. They're, and they're kind of fancy. And look, they telescope.
Oh my gosh, they're so cool.
Aren't they cool?
Yes,
And
I love them.
they can get very,
Wow.
yeah,
Do you go
so.
looking for water as well?
Yeah, so when I tell people, usually I tell people to get copper rods to start with, and which these are not, these are brass, but or something. But what's nice is that they're heavy enough so that I can use them in the field. When people get little skinny ones, they are not fully like ready with their dowsing. They can get frustrated because the wind blows it around. But when your channel is really good, the wind doesn't move the rods. So I usually tell people to get heftier ones to start so that when they're in the field or talking to a tree or wherever they're talking to, and we do wonderful experiments. Like I had a guy who didn't know how to use the rods and was not very skilled with the wave. But he knew enough how to do it. So we went down to the park and I doused a tree and I asked if the tree would be willing to speak with my friend. And the tree said no. And we have to remember that all these natural elements, some of them are more willing than others at the get-go, right? So anyway, I had him stand about 25 feet away and I said, dow or 20 feet away. Douse, not douse, wave the tree for 30 seconds. So he did. And then we asked the tree again. And the tree said, yes, I'd be willing to have a conversation. So we used the love and compassion of the wave to connect with the tree. And now there can be a dialogue because we've given the tree love and compassion. We've opened our fields to it and it opened its field to us.
Yeah.
And so it's so fun to do things like this and to go around and then you can start asking questions of the tree or the rock or the river or the ocean and start a
I will
dialogue.
do today.
Good.
Oh, cool. Oh my gosh, feel so excited now. tell us, Hope, where people can find you and can work with you and where they can purchase your book.
Well, my book is on all the platforms, so Amazon and all that stuff. And it's called The Infinity Wave, Mastering the Art of Love, Compassion, and Flow. My website is spreadinfinitehope.com. And that's my Facebook, and that's my LinkedIn, and that's my everything else. So I'm pretty consistent. And I do a lot of free things. And every Monday night, we have a meeting. It's going to be too late for those in Europe, but it's at 7:30 on Mondays Eastern time. But I do record them, and I have a beautiful meditation library that's 4 years old now. It's got hundreds of meditations. My music is done with the wonderful composer Gary Malkin, and the combination of the two of us, somehow there's something there. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but it's pretty good. And so, yeah, there are a lot of things that are available.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, a whole world to step into. Go check out Spread Infinite Hope and hang out with Hope Fitzgerald and practice the Infinity Wave. And I can honestly say, like, this is like the best thing that's happened to me today. And I'm so grateful that I got to interact with you and hang out with you today and learn more. And now I can go spread this information to my kids. My husband is up. He's an engineer, and he's like, you do it. You know, like he's not so much game, but I might do it with him while he's sleeping or something.
No, in only 5 minutes. You just try it with him. Say, oh, let's just do this for 5 minutes with me and do it heart to heart and see what happens.
He also has ADHD, so he like can't.
So does mine. So does mine. But I'm telling you, it makes a difference. And he notices. Right.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
All right. You got to get back to me and let me know.
I will. I definitely will. And I hope your book can come to me here. I have a really hard time with Amazon, and I hate
it. Well, I also have
Bezos, but I just don't want to support.
I know. It. So
I want to support you.
But you can order it through a bookstore, or you can do Audible.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Do you have a version on Spotify? An audiobook on Spotify?
I don't know if it's there. Might be.
Okay.
Sorry, oh yeah. I should know.
You might take content and use it there. I found a lot of audiobooks on Spotify that I was actually surprised to find, you know, kind of deeper content, non-commercial things that I was excited about. But I like to support my artist and creator friends. So I'll see it. That's just me at my aside. But if you're not in the Canary Islands, you can probably get it delivered to you. Something so nice about a paper book, you know. But anyway, you can find it. This is great information, so helpful. And like, it's so wonderful of you to be so generous with the gift that you received that you became a channel for. So thank you, Hope. Thank you for sharing and your generosity. And thank you. Like, thank you so much. I want to paint. And yeah. Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that we got to hang out today, because
me too.
We know what went on behind the scenes, but nobody else.
We do.
Yeah, we know. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you for listening and for joining us today on the Radical Healing Podcast. If this podcast was helpful for you, or you know of someone who could use it, please share it with a friend or a family member or anybody. Let's continue the cycle of flow by sharing and passing on of information and things that are helpful and useful, as we all need more of those. And this insanity inferno that we're in, more water and more infinity waves. Leave us a 5-star review if you have a moment. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us reach more people. Go check out Infinite Hope with Hope Fitzgerald. And I'm your host, Jess Betancourt. We'll be back again with you next week. Be awesome to yourself. You are awesome people, and we love you. We'll see you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.